Everybody, welcome to another episode of Yeah Yekka, where we cover culture, carnivore, conspiracies, and Christ consciousness. Thank you guys for joining me. I am a little late today, but I am regularly going to be on here every Tuesday at noon is the goal. And so I was just kind of getting some things together for this. I wasn't really sure what I was going to talk about today. I have not gotten any interviews lately. I just need to get on that. That's my bad. But so today I want to cover my supplements that I currently take, as well as my a little bit of my fitness story and current regimen, what I'm doing as far as staying healthy and strong. And so first, I do want to start off with saying thank you to everybody for jumping on. It really means a lot to me for you guys to support this show. It's something that I have had people ask me to do for a couple years now, and I had never got around to it. And I'm finally here, and, you know, it's a way that I want to just give back to the community. And, you know, over the years, I have a lot of experience, and I have a long health journey that has started since I was a teenager. And so, you know, I have almost 20 years. When you look at it like that, I have about 20 years of experimenting different diets and different supplements, different lifestyles throughout my life. And so I've tried all the different diets and all these different things. And so over the years, I've learned a lot through trial and error, through research and studying. And so I just want to give back and help other people live their happiest and healthiest lives. And so that is the purpose of this channel. I just want everybody else to be happy and healthy. And I want everybody, you know, to have the information to be able to attain that. And so thanks again, everybody, for joining me. And I really appreciate you guys. I'm going to start out with kind of going over the supplements that I currently take, supplements that I've taken for years, and some things that sometimes I like to just try things out. And so I'll try a new supplement, and I'll just try it for 30 days or 2 months and see how it makes me feel. And so there are some things here also that I don't take every day as well. So I'm just going to kind of go through. I have them here on my table with me. And so I guess I'm just going to start with this one. And this is probably, yeah, this is the newest supplement that I have started taking. I don't have any experience with this other than me recently taking this. And so I have I had an off and on journey with going to the gym. Growing up, I never went to the gym. That was not a part of my life ever. And so I had stopped going to the gym recently, and then I started going back to the gym about 2.5-3 months ago. And I decided to try this product, creatine monohydrate. Let's see, this way. Here we go. No, there. And so I just got this off of Amazon. I have a link for this. If you guys want to support me, you guys can use my link to order this. But it's just NutriCost. It's just straight creatine monohydrate. They have like other kinds of forms of this you can get in like gummies and stuff, but I just like the strict clean ingredients. And also, this tastes like absolutely nothing. So creatine is really good if you are in the gym trying to build muscle. It's really good for your recovery. It's really good with muscle growth, and which means you get stronger. And I immediately noticed a difference when I started taking this. My background in going to the gym, as far as like soreness and all that stuff, I would always be so, so sore in the gym. I really like to lift weights. I'm not a big like cardio type of person, but my favorite thing is to lift weights when I'm in the gym. And so I would always end up being sore. And I always like to push myself really hard in the gym and, you know, get that little testosterone feel good boost when I'm at the gym. And so I would always push myself too hard. And then I'd be so sore that I couldn't go to the gym the next day or the next day or the next day or the next day. And then it would be so many days before I made it back to the gym. And it was this vicious cycle that I was not really enjoying, because I love lifting weights. I love going to a gym. I love being able to push myself. And when I started adding creatine, oh my gosh, it was so insane. The difference, like I had zero soreness in my muscles, and I was lifting heavier and heavier. Every time I went back to the gym, it was easier to do progressive overload. And, you know, and then I started seeing my body change shapes, and, you know, my muscles were growing and where I was working out and all this stuff. And so, highly, highly recommend if you do any kind of heavy lifting or working out, weightlifting, even if, you know, you just live on your own property and you do have to do farm work. Like farm work is very physically demanding. I actually have one of my followers tell me that they started taking creatine to help after physical labor, and it helps with the soreness. So there is a lot of studies done on creatine, and you can definitely look that up and look into that, because there is so much proven facts on the benefits of creatine. And I just highly recommend everybody, if you have a physical lifestyle, definitely add creatine to your life, especially if you have experienced that soreness like I did. It just helps so, so much. And I will always take creatine from now on. I just love that stuff. Next supplement I will talk about is nascent iodine. So I have been taking nascent iodine for probably over a decade now. This stuff is a life changer. There's a couple different companies you can get it from, but it's not the same as regular iodine. Like Lugol's or seaweed, any other kind of seaweed-based iodine. Nascent iodine is made from deep earth crystals, and it is a way more pure, way more potent iodine. And you only need to take, like, I've been getting this an iodine for so long that the serving size used to be 3 drops, and now it's come down to just 1 drop. I think it's just so strong that people might have been having, like, negative side effects or something like that with it. And so they reduced it down to 1 drop, not a dropper, literally just 1 little tiny drop is a serving. And it is 433% of your daily intake value for iodine. That's how strong it is. But the cool thing about nascent iodine is that it decalcifies your pineal gland. And if you are not familiar with your pineal gland, it is said to be known as our connection with God. There is one little reference in the Bible that might be referring to the pineal gland. I don't have that information in front of me, so I don't want to talk too much about it. But our pineal gland is where we fight with God, and I don't mean like fight like we're going to battle with Him. I mean like we fight our sins, the sins that we want to commit, and the things that we shouldn't be doing but we want to do. And our pineal gland is where we experience those battles, I believe. And so drinking tap water calcifies your pineal gland. Fluoride calcifies your pineal gland, which is just essentially just like creating a barrier against around your pineal gland, which is not good. You want to have that pineal gland free and, you know, able to function. And whenever you start taking the iodine, it also can make you have more vivid dreams because of that. And I know that when I stop taking it, like I forget to take it for a while, and then I start taking it again, that my dreams just like start to come back. And, you know, and I think it's really important for us to dream, because it's just a way to get into our subconscious. It's a way to let the Holy Spirit send us messages. And dreaming is just really important. And I know that when you are capable to access your dreams, your thoughts throughout the day, it's just, and the way that you go about your life, I feel like it just makes things a little bit more smoother if you're able to dream and connect with your dreams like that. And the nascent iodine, the company where I get this from, it's Global Healing Center, and they are based out of Houston. And if you look into that company, yes, it is run by a vegan, but the products are very, very clean, very, very potent, very pure. And a lot of the stuff that they offer is stuff that you cannot like even find anywhere else in the world. So yes, it's a vegan company. Yes, I support vegan products because like plants can be good medicine. And so I'm not like 100% against plants. I am 100% against only eating plants. But as far as supplements and things like that go, a lot of supplements come from plants. And, you know, and if you live a more natural life, like all your soaps and shampoos and your makeup and your lotion and things are typically made from plant sources. So avoiding plants 100% all the way around is like impossible. I mean, my house is made from trees. So like, you know, you can't live a totally anti-plant life. But nascent iodine, it will help you with your brain fog. I do recommend if you start taking it, I want to let you know that you will go through a detox period of 2 weeks. So be cautious of that. Make sure that you ease into it. Maybe even just try it every other day instead of every day. But yeah, the nascent iodine, really good stuff. It'll help I remember when I first took it and I did the 2 week detox with it. And after the 2 weeks, like one day I just woke up and I had energy and I felt good all throughout the day. And like, I just like felt like a new person. It was so, so cool. But nascent iodine is one, and I still take it every single day. Sometimes I forget. Sometimes I'll take a couple drops. Sometimes I'll just take one drop. But I do try to take it every single day. And I do notice that when I forget to take it, my dreams start to stop. And then I start to take it again. And immediately that night, I will have a dream just from starting to take back the nascent iodine. Even just from one little teeny tiny drop, I will start to dream again. And so I highly recommend checking out nascent iodine and looking into that. Let's see. This next supplement is one that I always just like to have on hand, and it is colloidal silver. Colloidal silver is nature's antibiotic. This is the only antibiotic I trust. And it is good to have for colds, a sniffly nose, allergies, all kinds of stuff. You got a cut, you can put it on your cuts. It is good for so many things, and it's just something that you just should always have on hand. Another one, I don't have it here. I have it, but I don't have it here at my table. But another one that I always have to have on hand that goes along with the silver is charcoal. Activated charcoal is really good if you get food poisoning, if you just feel like you just ate something off and you want to get it out of you as fast as possible, if you want to just do a simple, gentle detox. Activated charcoal is so good for so many things. And that's one thing about like the supplements that I have is I don't really like to get a supplement that's just good for one thing. I like to get supplements that are good for so many things. That way I don't have to have so many supplements. And like even right now, like going over all these supplements, I feel like it's kind of a lot because I really would prefer to not have to take pills every day. But, you know, it's unfortunate because we live in a world where we can't get all the proper nutrition that we need from plants and vegetables. We can't even get that from the organic produce. We can't even get it from the conventional meat, even though conventional meat is still, you know, a really nutrient dense food. You can get everything that you need from there. But we live in a world where all the vitamins and minerals are depleted from our food that we have access to. And so it's really important, you know, to be able to combat that and to be able to supplement with that. And so that's why I wanted to go over some supplements, some key supplements that I like to keep in my life. And the next one, let's see here. This is a new supplement that, well, I've taken it in the past and I stopped taking it for years because the form that I was taking it in it before was like the paste and it was kind of like gross. But the next supplement I have here is Shilajit. And Shilajit, that shit's legit. I will tell you what. Shilajit is so good for so many things. It comes out from, it oozes out from the mountains and it's a natural medicine. And it is good for so many things. It has fulvic and humic minerals in it. If you're familiar with those, or I mean, if you're not familiar with those, I highly recommend looking into humic and fulvic minerals. It's a really, really good source of minerals. And then the Shilajit is also good for energy. It helps us give you can also help diabetes. And as well as I haven't looked too much into this, but I have seen and heard several people say that Shilajit is also really good for detoxing heavy metals. So Shilajit is one I'm on my second month taking it now, and I highly recommend it. It's nothing like super serious that you notice like a big difference or anything like that, but you just like kind of overall feel healthier. You have it's easier to think, you don't have as much brain fog and all that stuff. And you know, the detoxing the heavy metals part is just really, really key in the world that we live in also, because we're just always under attack and the heavy metals are everywhere. Like you wouldn't even know how, like you think sugar's everywhere, heavy metals are everywhere too. And microplastics are everywhere. And so it's just really important to stay on top of that kind of stuff to make sure that you're detoxing and that you're keeping your body and your temple clean. And so last but not least, this one here is actually a food and it's cod liver. And I take this as a supplement. I try to eat one of these a month. If you have skin issues, like if you have acne and stuff, eat two of these a week until your skin clears up, because your skin will clear up. People think that beef liver is the ultimate superfood. Well, cod liver is actually just above the beef liver, and it has just a little bit more vitamins and minerals in it. And it's the iron and the vitamin A in here that helps you have clear skin. So if you want to have clear skin and beautiful skin, make sure you eat your cod liver. I eat this once a month, like I said. And if you're scared of what it tastes like, I promise it's way, way easier to eat than beef liver, because beef liver, like a lot of people don't really know how to cook beef liver, to be honest with you, from my experience, and they overcook it and blah, 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 and all this stuff, and it's gross. And so sometimes I don't even like it, but I do like beef liver when I cook it. But the cod liver, it literally just tastes like tuna. So if you like tuna and you're not a weirdo about textures, the cod liver is going to be super easy because it is, I will say, it is soft, like a liver. And it's not like a regular meat, but it is, it's really soft. It kind of like gives off, Vienna sausage vibes a little bit. If you grew up eating those, I remember eating those out of the little can, and I loved the Vienna sausages and I love tuna. And so I'm not surprised that I don't hate cod liver because I always ate weird stuff as a kid, but cod liver is really good. Hair, skin, nails. This is literally a beauty food. You don't need to be eating those collagen gummies full of moldy citric acid and GMO sugar. Just eat one can of cod liver a month and you are good to go. So next product I have here are from Optimal Carnivore. These guys are awesome. They are based out of Austin, Texas, I believe. Yeah, they're in Austin, Texas. This here, the Organ Complex, I like to, this is my multivitamin. I don't take this every day, but I do like to take it, especially when I'm fasting. And I don't know if it's a no-no or whatever when I'm fasting, but I get cold when I'm fasting if the weather's cold, because I guess my iron levels go down is what I would imagine. I don't go to a doctor. I'm just my own doctor. So I just, that's where that's coming from. But I like to take these. And then I notice that when I'm fasting and if I, you know, before I was taking this and I was getting cold, I can tell that when I take these now that I am not cold when I'm fasting. My iron does not drop too low. And this has so many different organs in it. Let me see here. So this has liver, brain, heart, lung, kidney, spleen, pancreas, thymus, and gallbladder. And what I love about these supplements from Optimal Carnivore is that they're in gelatin capsules. So it's full on animal based. It's not in a methyl cellulose plastic, which that's what that is, methyl cellulose. It's just like some sort of plant based plastic that other pills are made with. Unfortunately, this one is made with a vegan capsule cellulose, but you know, you do what you can. I'm not a supplement creator, but I would put mine in gelatin all the time. I don't really care if you're vegan or not. Take it out of the gelatin capsule if you don't want to eat it, but the gelatin's good for you anyways. So should be eating those gelatin capsules, but I always try to look for supplements and like to support businesses where the supplements are in gelatin capsules versus not. Another one from Optimal Carnivore. This right here is like just one of my favorite supplements in general. If I need a little brain boost, I am taking Brain Nourish. You bet your butt I'm taking this. You bet your butt I took this before the show today. That's for sure. This is literally the ingredients in here. Beef brain and lion's mane. And that's it. And the gelatin capsule, of course. But this here, it's just and I only take half of a serving too, which is a full serving is 6 pills. Half a serving is 3 pills, which that's the thing with supplements from food is that they are going to be a higher amount of pills that you have to take because it's not an extract and it's not super like it's not strengthened in a lab and made into a concentrate and highly processed and all this stuff. This is just like the whole food in the pills. And so I will take 3 of these. And it's like a little light switch just turns on in your brain and it's so good. And I love that it's literally just beef brain and lion's mane. And that's it. It's just super simple ingredients and you can tell a difference. And it's literally just like the light switch went on and you're like, oh, everything's working. Cool. Let's go with it. And so I really love this. I know I have the link for this down below in the description because I've been an affiliate with them for a little while now, and I just always have to have this. Like, and I try not to take it every day just so the bottle lasts me longer. But I should probably just get a couple bottles next time. And then that way I can take it every day because I really love the way that it makes me feel. And consuming brain, animal brain, like beef brain or lamb brain or anything like that, it's actually also just, it's really healthy for you. Beef brain, it has B12, selenium, DHA, phosphorus, choline, and cholesterol. which I want to talk a little bit about cholesterol, because a lot of people are so scared of cholesterol when in reality, our brains are literally made up of cholesterol. Our brains are made of cholesterol, and our body, 80% of our body, I'm sorry, 80% of our cholesterol is made from our body. Only 20% of those cholesterol numbers are actually from the food that you eat. So our body actually makes 80% of the cholesterol that is accounted for, which I don't think the doctors tell you, because they never told me that. They never told anybody I knew that. And so the number one function of cholesterol is that it's a major building block for life in humans. If you don't have cholesterol in your body, you would die. So get over this nonsense that cholesterol is not good for you, because it is good for you and you need it and your brain needs it to function. And it repairs damage. It produces bile, which helps break down foods. So you wouldn't be able to digest foods without cholesterol. And it repairs cellular damage. You wouldn't be able to heal without cholesterol. And then also without cholesterol, you wouldn't be able to absorb the fat soluble vitamins A, D, E, and K. So don't be scared of the cholesterol, guys. It is good for you. You need it. Our body makes it. And it's just, it's a necessary component of our body. And being scared of cholesterol is one of the worst things that you could do. So don't be scared of cholesterol. It's actually the carbs that raise the LDL, not the fats. And it's known that healthy people actually have high cholesterol. So don't be scared of the cholesterol. Cholesterol is good for you. Eat your eggs, eat your beef brain, eat your bacon, eat all the goodies with all the cholesterol that the doctor tells you not to eat. You're probably better off eating all the foods that the doctor tells you not to eat. Unless it's fried foods, fried in seed oils, because that's not good. Those fats are not good for sure. But yeah, eating beef brain is good for your brain. It's also good for your anxiety. It helps manage anxiety and depression. And so does lion's mane. Lion's mane and beef brain can help with dementia, relieve anxiety, depression. Lion's mane specifically can protect against ulcers, can help manage diabetes symptoms, reduces inflammation, and helps boost your immune system. So the beef brain and the lion's mane pills are top notch. One of my favorite products ever. And so if you ever feel like you just need a little brain boost, or your thoughts are feeling a little sluggish, I highly recommend checking out Optimal Carnivore and getting their Brain Nourish. One of my favorite supplements ever. And that is all the supplements that I currently take. Oh, actually, I have one more, but I just ran out, so I don't have the bottle. But magnesium. Magnesium, every cell in our body contains magnesium, which is another one that's super important. Just like the cholesterol, it is essential to have magnesium and to take magnesium. Almost everybody does not have enough magnesium in their body. And so magnesium is one of the few supplements that I recommend everybody to be taking. And it helps with it has so many bodily functions. I think it's needed for over 600 reactions in your body. And so it's vital and key to supplement with magnesium every single day. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, our foods are depleted in minerals. So trying to find magnesium in food is even harder than a lot of other minerals and vitamins. So that's why I think it's key here to take magnesium. And I'm personally still experimenting with different types of magnesium. I think the last one I had was magnesium glycinate, which helps, just magnesium in general, just helps with so many things. It helps with mood, exercise performance, helps stabilize your blood sugar. It's good for your It can help with migraines. It's good for your heart health. One big improvement I saw was with PMS, and it helped reduce a lot of the symptoms before menstruation, and, you know, removes, I don't get as much bloating. I don't get as much cramps. I actually overload on magnesium before my period, and I take like two or three times as much before. And when I do that, I have like no symptoms. Like I almost forget I'm about to have my period. And so I really try to stay on top of it around that time of the month, because for women, we have a 28-day cycle, and every day our body has different requirements, and it's so messed up and it's so crazy, you know, because no, we're not taught this. We're not taught that women have a 28-day hormonal cycle, and we're not taught that we have different vitamin, mineral, and dietary requirements every single day of that cycle. And we have to figure that out. And, you know, and Dr. Mindy, I know I've mentioned her a lot, but Dr. Mindy Pelz, P-E-L-Z, she is really great on, she has a lot of information on eating and tracking your cycle and fasting with your cycle and fasting like a girl and all this stuff. And so different times of our cycle, we need different amounts of foods and vitamins and minerals. And so around that time of the month, you need more magnesium. And that's why they say that we crave chocolate. But if you're sensitive to oxalates like me, chocolate actually causes you more cramps. So please don't give me chocolate around that time of the month, because you're actually causing me harm. And you might be causing yourself harm too, if you don't know if you're sensitive to oxalates or not. So checking to see if you're sensitive to oxalates is really key, because so many health foods are loaded with oxalates. And I know I've talked about oxalates on here before, because it's just, it's a big part of my life. And I have to be very cautious about the oxalates that I consume. And, you know, like if I want to eat potato, I try not to eat the potato skin, because that's where all the oxalates are. Or I try not to get stuff with spinach in it, because spinach is like the absolute highest oxalate count of all the foods. But magnesium is another one that I take every single day. And so thankfully, I'm on here reminding myself that I need to order more magnesium. And so if you guys have any good magnesium recommendations, please send them to me, because I'll probably be trying a different brand this go around. And I want to share with you guys my fitness journey. So like I said earlier, I did not go to the gym growing up. Like that was not a part of my lifestyle. I loved to play on my Nintendo 64 before and after school. I would ride my bike to the park, literally across the street, like it was not far or anything like that. And walked to the school bus. I'm trying to think of all the active things that I did as a kid. I was not an active kid. And it was I did not have a very active lifestyle. I mean, you know, I played with my nieces and nephews in the backyard and stuff, but I never really was, I might have played a little bit of sports with the guys at recess. I played soccer, but, you know, it wasn't like I always did that. I think I just did it a couple times until somebody kicked a soccer ball in my stomach or something, and then I like stopped playing soccer. But I did not have a active lifestyle growing up. I did not have an active lifestyle as a young adult. I did not start going to the gym until about a year or two. Actually, it was 2 years after I did carnivore. So I remember when I was reading up on carnivore, the little bit I could find in 2017, that if you're going to be starting carnivore, to not add any other difficult lifestyle changes or major lifestyle changes. So like if you weren't working out and you started the carnivore diet, don't try to add working out on top of starting the carnivore diet, because your body is already going through a lot of stress trying to undergo through these changes and different, you know, foods that you're eating and all this stuff. So when I heard that, I was like, bet I am not going to the gym. I don't go to the gym, so I'm not going to add that. I'm going to listen to the carnivore pros. And so that's what I did. And You know, and I do believe that you have to be a little bit healthy. You have to be healthy enough to work out. You don't go work out to be healthy, because 80% of being healthy comes from food. And so if you have the food part covered, you know, that's going to help you feel better, just that alone. And then hopefully one day you're going to wake up and just be like, okay, I'm ready to go to the gym, because that's what happened to me. And I did try to force myself to go to the gym before I had that revelation. And I just went to the gym and I was like, oh, it's all, I would always leave more angry than when I first got there. And I was like, oh no, I try to tell myself like, oh no, it's just in your head. Like, you know, just, you don't have, just don't have those negative thoughts when you're at the gym. Like, you know, just tell yourself it's good for you, blah, 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 you know, and all this stuff. Did not work. It did not work. And I have done that before in different situations. It worked. But with the gym, I think my body was just like, no, don't do it. Like, we're not ready. Stop. Because it was like less than a year later after I stopped going to the gym, that one day I was just like, let's go. And then I fell in love with weightlifting. And then I was going to the gym 7 days a week. And then it became too much. And then I realized that I overexerted myself and would become like super adrenally fatigued. And I would go to the gym for like hours. And then I would just come home and just lay on the couch for even more hours than how long I was in the gym. And so I have had to, over the years, figure out how to pace myself at the gym, because I love it. I love the way it makes me feel. I love the way weightlifting makes me feel. And I have had to figure out, you know, to not go every day, not let myself go 6 or 7 days a week, especially again, during certain times of the month. It's really key to not overexert yourself certain times of the month as a woman, because our bodies require more rest 1 week out of the month. And so, it's been a little bit of a journey. I fell off going from the gym after a really bad breakup, I guess. I stopped going because then I fell off of carnivore as well. And that was like 3 or 4 years ago now. I don't even know. But I stopped going to the gym, and then I started going back, and then I stopped again. And I recently started going back to the gym again about 2.5 months ago. And I was lifting, and I was going to this other gym, Hot Works. If you guys are familiar with it, it's like a sauna, and there's like 10 different little saunas at the gym. And then they have different little classes that you can do, either a 15-minute HIIT workout or a 40-minute, like a slower body weight kind of workout. Like, they have like bar none or Pilates, or like one called a warrior. And, you know, and it's just kind of helps improve with your movement and your body weight exercises. But you do it in a sauna around 125, 130 degrees, which I thought it was a really cool concept. I just couldn't bring myself to go every day. And, you know, and although I liked it and I liked the way that it makes me feel, I didn't love it. Like, I love weightlifting. And so I had a stressful day, a stressful night one night, and I had to go to the gym. I hadn't been to the gym in months. And I was like, I have to go to the gym right now. I don't, and I'm not that kind of person where I'm like stressed out and I go to the gym. I'm not that kind of person. I usually just try to handle it head on. But this time, you know, it was just, I was driven to the gym. And then I was at the gym at like 5 in the morning. And sitting there, I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot how much I love lifting weights. And I'm sitting there doing the leg press. And I was just like telling myself, like, I have to go back to the gym. Like, I just have to do it. And then, so I started going back to the gym. I signed back up, and I go to Planet Fitness. I love my Planet Fitness because it is huge. And if I figure out the right times, you know, I don't have any issues with the getting to the equipment. And also my Planet Fitness, which not all of them have this, but my Planet Fitness has red light therapy, which is so cool. And they also have tanning beds, which I am not against tanning beds. I use the tanning beds. And I think that if you're an unhealthy person that regularly consumes seed oils, then you should be scared of the tanning beds, because seed oils are going to oxidize and they're going to cause lots of issues. And so I'm not worried about getting in the tanning beds because I don't really consume seed oils. I very rarely consume them. And, you know, I use majority of animal fats when I'm cooking or when I'm eating. And so I'm not worried about it. Also, tanning beds, you have a better rate of absorbing UVA and UVB rays from a tanning bed versus trying to get that from a vitamin D pill. Your body actually absorbs it. So in the wintertime, I think it's actually good to get into the tanning bed. That way you get a little bit of UV rays and your body actually absorbs it. So I have started going back to the gym. I'm there about 2 hours, 3 to 4 times a week, and that's it. And I don't do more. I'll try to stay active here at the house, and maybe I'll do some at-home workouts or do some workout in the yard or something like that. But I have really enjoyed getting back into the gym and staying active. I don't really have a strict regimen. I do love getting on the Smith machine. Planet Fitness, they don't have just the loose, what's it called? Squat bar? I don't know what it's called. I'm having a brain fart. I didn't take enough brain nourish. But I like to get on the Smith machine, and I'll be on the Smith machine for like an hour. I'll do squats, split squats. I'll do hip thrusts. I'll do all kinds of stuff, even shoulder press on the Smith machine. And so I have really been enjoying just getting on the Smith machine and doing all these different workouts on one machine. And then I've just been really focusing on leg day, as I'm sure most women, that's what most women focus on and then love to do. And so it's been really cool getting to see my body change the shape. And, you know, and I think it's just really important to take care of our temple. And I think it's really important to stay strong physically, mentally, and spiritually, because we are under a spiritual attack. And, you know, spiritual warfare is a real thing. And so not only does God want us to stay strong in spirit, but he also wants us to stay strong physically and mentally. And a big part of being able to do that is making sure that you're eating clean foods, eating the right foods that fuel your specific body, because everybody's body is different. And, you know, and then these supplements are a good supplement to just add on to boost in your health and your immune system and your strength. And, you know, I've been single for over 3 years now. And the best way to find a partner is to become the partner that, you know, everybody has their own dream partner, which you're never going to find your perfect person. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that you're never going to find your perfect person. The best way to find something that's as close as possible to that is to become the person that you think that your dream partner deserves. And so, you know, if you're dreaming of a successful businessman that's going to provide and protect you and your future kids, then what kind of woman do you see next to that man? Do you see some woman wearing sweatpants in a messy bun every single day and nagging him and, you know, and always bickering at every single little thing that he does, even though he's trying his best? Or are you going to see some beautiful, healthy looking woman who, you know, is polite and all this stuff? And, you know, and so those are the things that, you know, I try to focus on in my season of singleness, is how can I be the best wife? How can I be the best future mom that I can be to my future husband? Because whoever he is, he's going to be deserving of somebody amazing. And so, because I want somebody amazing, I want somebody that, you know, is going to be able to provide, somebody that's going to be willing to, you know, stick things through, willing to go through the rough stuff together, someone who is capable of making decisions for our family. And, you know, and so I know that somebody like that deserves somebody beautiful, deserves somebody physically, mentally, and spiritually strong. I know that he deserves somebody polite and ladylike. and someone who looks nice and dresses nice and cares about her appearance. And, you know, and I'm not saying that it's like a super vain thing to care about your appearance. I'm not saying that, you know, it's conceited or anything like that. Caring about how you look, it's just, you know, we're humans. We judge people by their covers. You can't say that don't judge a book by its cover, because that's what we do. We judge, like, that's how we're built. And, you know, whether you want it to be like that or not, it doesn't matter, because that's just how it is. And, you know, we judge people by their covers. And so, you know, and how you present yourself, I think, says a lot about how much you care about yourself. And, you know, and I'm not saying that I don't ever wear sweats or t-shirts and things like that, because I do, but there is a way that you can still look put together while wearing those things, you know, and doing things like just wearing some earrings or some jewelry, like, or, you know, cleaning your face or brushing your hair, like little things like that to just, it really goes a long way when you put in a little bit of effort into yourself and, you know, and how you present yourself. And, you know, because I just think it just shows how much you care about yourself and how much that you love yourself. And we all should know that the more love you give to yourself, the more love you're able to give to others. So if you're wanting to be a giving person, if you want to make other people happy, if you want to be able to give to others any time of day, then you have to be able to give that stuff to yourself first. And, you know, and it's little things like that, like just taking care of yourself or wearing your favorite shirt or, you know, wearing that dress that you love to wear or wearing your new earrings or your new ring and things like that. Little things like that, that show that you care and love about yourself, is a really great way to start loving yourself. And, you know, and it just really, it's just like a full circle thing. Like, you give to yourself and then your cup is so full and overflowing because you love yourself so much that you're able to give that to others. And you want to give that to others because you love the love that you give that yourself so much. And you're like, oh my gosh, I love this. Like, I love taking care of myself. Like, I want to go do this for other people. And so that's why I think, like, taking care of your appearance, it's not a conceited thing. It's just one little way to show that you love the body that God gave you and that, you know, you care for the body that God gave you. And you are a beautiful person. Like, God made you so unique and so special. And, like, for us to just not care about ourselves, to just let ourselves go, to not care about our health, to not care about if our nails are clean, you know, to not care about if our hair is brushed, all this stuff. Like, I think it's a sign of respect to God to take care of your appearance. I think it's important, and it shows you that you honor God by honoring your body and by honoring how you look. And, you know, and so I think that's a really big part of being healthy and honoring God. And so I just wanted to share that little bit because, you know, being out in the world and meeting people these days, you know, a lot of people will have the physical strength aspect of it or they'll just have the spiritual strength aspect of it, and they don't have the combination of all the strengths, and, you know, they're just focusing on one strength, like, oh, I'm going to be as strong as I can in the gym, which, like, yes, that's great. Be strong. Like, the world needs physically strong men, because we need men to know to be able to endure that kind of stuff. And, you know, and there's not enough strong men in the world. And then a lot of the strong men, they don't focus on their spiritual strength. They just focus on the physical strength because it's, and I'm not saying that gaining muscle is easy, because believe me, it is so hard. but, you know, it's easier to just focus on strengthening one aspect instead of strengthening all these things, instead of just focusing on physical strength and spiritual strength. Obviously, if you're just focusing on physical strength, that's going to be easier than focusing on spiritual and physical strength, and vice versa. And so, you know, and it's unfortunate because I, and you know, comparing yourself to others is not really a good thing. But for me as a single woman, when I'm looking for a man, I personally, you know, I've done a lot of work on myself, but I've also, you know, I also try to focus on my spiritual, mental, and physical health. And, you know, and I think for women, it's not as important to be physical, but as a single woman, you know, to be physically strong. But as a single woman, I do think that it's important to be a little bit physically strong because you don't have somebody to protect you. You don't have somebody, you know, to protect you and watch over you and make sure that you're safe. So, you know, you do want to have, I think it's important for a single woman to have a little bit of strength and muscle, but also I just like the way that it looks. You know, I like the way that I feel when I have a little bit of strength, when I'm able to carry heavy things and things like that on my own. Obviously, I would much rather have a man here to help me to do all that stuff, but I don't yet. And so, you know, I want to just make sure that I'm able to be capable to do the things that I need to do in my daily life to take care of myself and all that stuff. And so I come across people that, you know, don't have this combination of things. And like I said earlier, like you're never going to find somebody perfect. But when you've been working on yourself for so long and, you know, and you focus, I focus on the physical, mental, and spiritual strength for myself personally. And so I want to find somebody that is equal to or even better to the level where I'm at. And so it's just really difficult when I meet somebody and they only hit a couple of those markers and I'm just like, so sad. But, you know, because I also am not looking for anybody to fix up. You know, I'm not looking to be somebody's mother. I've already done a lot of the work myself. I've done a lot of healing. I have that I'm focusing on is physical, mental, and spiritual strength. And so I just want to encourage everybody to try to work on all of those things individually, because we are under a spiritual warfare. We do get spiritually attacked. The world is crazy nowadays. And so I think it's just really important to stay on top of your health in all sorts of aspects. And God wants us to be healthy. God does not want us to be slobs. God wants us to be able to think clearly. He wants us to be able to have that discernment. He wants us to be able to communicate with Him and the Holy Spirit. And, you know, and He wants us also to be able to protect and provide, especially the men nowadays. And so, you know, like it's just, God wants us to be strong. God wants us to be healthy. And I think it's important to focus on all those things. And so I just wanted to share all that stuff with you. And I appreciate everybody so much for jumping on this live stream. I will be back next Tuesday at noon Central Time. And Lord willing, I should be set up to go on freeworld.fm. It is a sister company of my sponsor, Wise Wolf Gold and Silver. Freeworld.fm is a lifeboat. It's like the alternative to the alternative media. And so I think it's, you know, it's a really great thing that Tony over there is doing. And I'm looking forward to growing with that business. But I want to give a big shout out to my sponsor, Wise Wolf Gold and Silver. If you are following me, you probably know that the state of the dollar is something that is not to be trusted. And so it's important to stock up on things that you can trust, like gold and silver. It has withstood the test of time. It always has value. And you can always, you know, and it's in the Bible. So, you know, it's one of the oldest forms of currency. And so I think it's really important to stay stacked up on gold and silver. And you can check this out at my link, Yekka.gold, which I believe I can pop this up here. Also I have a quick little slideshow. Actually, I'm going to go through, it's just like three or four pictures. But it's just a little journey of all the different shapes that my body has gone through. And so, I'm going to pull this up here. Let's see. Add this. So this is a picture of, so I've been dieting since I was 15, but I would say that this picture is from when I started to eat more whole foods and cut out processed foods. I had stopped going to fast food restaurants and things like that. But I was so, so skinny. And the messed up part about it is the guy that I was with at this time wanted me to lose more weight. And I swear to you, I don't think I was more than 115 pounds, which is like insane. And I think I just had like a little belly and he wanted that gone or something like that. But that in this picture, the guy that I was with wanted me to lose weight. Look at me, I'm skin and bones. That's crazy. So this is before I started to, I think I was eating plant-based at this time, not working out, not doing anything like that, just eating clean foods, no seed oils, no soy, no cane sugar. This again, I started to eat more gluten-free and I started adding coconut oil. I was drinking a bulletproof tea every morning and still the guy wanted me to lose weight in this picture here. And then this, oh no, it didn't show up. Let me see if I can fix this real quick. Give me one second. Oh, why didn't it pop up? Well, oh, there it is. Okay, sorry guys. Here we are. Let's see if this shows up. No, it's not on there. Okay, well, anyways, I'll pop up to the last slide, which, here it is, a before and after picture. So the one on the left, it is for me from high school. The previous picture I was trying to show was before I started to go back to the gym and get back into carnivore and stuff. But this picture here on the left, I believe, is from high school when I was at one of my heaviest weights, which actually might even be around what I weigh now. And so as far as you can see, carnivore makes you a lot more tan. I'm just kidding. That's the tanning bed. But, here in high school, I don't know how much I weighed here. To be honest, I've never really been too big of the scale. But you know, I'm obviously a lot thicker here. Really I was kind of tomboyish. This is my little Spider-Man blanket skirt that I made. I used to make my own clothes and wear mismatched clothes, obviously, all the time. And this is obviously before I started my femininity journey. And I got my fuzzy leopard Chuck Taylors with some silver glittery shoelaces, like some sort of freak. And then this picture here is on the right is about from a week ago. And so, you know, sometimes I just feel really comfortable in my own skin. And I think it's so funny because I'm pretty sure I'm about the same weight on both of these pictures. And you can clearly see a difference in the shape of the body. So I just want to remind everybody out there that it is not all about the number on the scale. The number on the scale is good for a guide. But I am at a heavier weight than I have been growing up. Even when I did carnivore for a few years, I was around 125 was the lowest I got on carnivore, but I was around 130, 135. And now I don't know what I'm at. I want to say I'm in between 160 and 170, which like to me, like I did not know that that weight could look this good. And like, I actually love my body more than I've ever loved it my entire life. And, you know, obviously that does play a part from just healing and generational trauma healing and all that stuff. But I know that eating healthy and also working out and lifting weights plays a big part in that as well. And so I just don't want to, I want to encourage everybody to not put so much emphasis on what that number is on the scale, put more of that emphasis into how you feel, how you look, and you know, and how comfortable your clothes are, because In the end, that number really doesn't matter. And it's how you feel is what really matters. So thank you guys, everybody, so much for joining me. I really appreciate you all. And I will see y'all next week, Tuesday at noon. God bless everybody.